decided to kind of like catch you off guard and just, yeah, just roll.
I was not ready. But
I like it. Like this.
Okay.
Feels a little more raw.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Oh! You thought it was gonna be Rodney? You thought Rodney was coming out right now?
Psych.
Two times. I got him twice.
All right, but yeah, yeah, we got you guys. We got you guys.
You guys just got fucking. Okay. All right. You know, I did it.
That last one was kind of hard.
The last one was kind of crazy. Yeah. That one went a little off. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm connected to nature.
Like a warrior.
Anyway. Yeah. Let's get right into it. And welcome back to another Tangents episode. Today we're gonna hit you with some little jokies.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, those going through all those intros, kind of, I like those. I like some of them.
Those are, we can't change.
We're going through a lot of them though. That
some of them are kind of good.
Some of them are some, pretty.
Some of them are good. Some of them are
weird names.
Some of them are banging.
Weird names, but hard.
But I'm weirdly hard right
yeah.
now I'm
for those hard. Intros. Yeah, 100%.
Little bit. So anyway, should we just start off strong, right? And just.
Oh, that. Just
give it to him.
Sure. Yeah.
Let me. How would you? On our screen we have a list, as you're well aware.
There's a pretty common theme on this list.
Yeah, it's dick.
Yeah.
It's dick. It's dick, and I'm gay.
Pretty much.
That's probably it.
That's like the tagline to this episode.
It's dick and I'm gay. Yeah. It's dick and I'm... Welcome back, guys, to another episode of It's Dick and I'm Gay.
Yeah.
Today, I'm just going to
open... Today on It's Dick and I'm Gay.
Today on It's Dick and I'm Gay, I'm going to open up my... I got a little gift for you. All right, picture this. You and me, right? Okay. We're lovers, and I hit you up... You know, let's say it's... What's the sexiest holiday?
It depends.
Let's go with...
There's Valentine's Day, there's Halloween, there's, you know, Valentine's Day is, like, the cute one, Halloween's, like, the fun one, because you have to dress up.
What's, like, the sexy one?
Probably Halloween.
Halloween's got, like, the biggest sex drive?
I think so.
Okay. I'm kind of more... Okay, I'm leaning towards Christmas, just because it's, like...
That's, like, the cute one.
Here's your gift. Like, you can make it sexy. Okay. So I'll be, like, alright, POV, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You and I are snuggled up. Kind of. No, we're not. You're getting home from
sitting
work.
5 feet apart because we're not gay.
No, because this is an episode. It's Dick and I'm Gay.
Oh, okay.
So you know, can't be 5 feet apart. Right. 5 feet deep. 5 feet deep. You want to get 5 feet?
5 feet deep.
5 feet deep.
Sure thing.
I'm gonna dig for it. I'm gonna be digging for gold.
Okay. But I'm getting home from work and.
Gold. Yeah. So, all right. So here's. Let me set the scene.
Yeah.
Me, couch, dinner's cooked. You, long day at work, exhausted, coming home. You sit down on the couch. I'm like, oh, baby, come here. And I'm like, you know, I got my hands in your hair, and I'm rubbing on you, on your bod. And I'm just like, how was your day, babe? Tell me.
Dude, you're trying to give me a boner right now?
Exactly, right? And I'm like, hey, oh, I got something for you. It's just in the other room. I'll be right back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, right? I'm like, hey, dinner's ready. I have a little gift for you. I want to give you before dinner, okay? Great. I don't, you know, I'm in the other room now, right?
Right, yeah.
And I come back. I come back naked. And yeah. I'm like, how about this bottomless esophagus?
Oh my god. Holy shit.
I'm just like mouth wide open.
For those of you listening to everything he just said, take notes, because you want to make your partner happy.
Because this is doing it.
Holy shit, yeah. That's a wild statement.
This bottomless esophagus.
The bottomless esophagus?
The bottomless esophagus. You can go all night.
The bottomless esophagus, after a long day.
The bottom... mm-hmm. I come out of the room, and I'm like, how about this bottomless esophagus? And you're like, what? I'm like, you could use me all night. All night.
Sorry about that, guys. Our dumbass friend called and cut our recording off.
Okay, anyway, that segment just immediately cuts off because our fucking jackass friend, Aaron.
Yeah,
he interrupted. Hey, Aaron, if you ever want to be a guest on this show, let me use your bottomless esophagus.
Yeah.
You owe me bottomless esophagus.
Aaron is the op. Aaron is our... You know, we gave a shout-out to Vanessa last episode. We're giving an anti-shout-out to Aaron.
Just a fuck
you. We're going to dox Aaron. In the description of this episode, we're going to post his address, his socials, everything. All right? And we need you to make a citizen's arrest on this guy,
okay?
Just go fucking
crazy on
this. We're going to SWAT him. We're going to SWAT Aaron. Yeah. Aaron, if you're listening to this, fuck you.
Aaron, if you're listening to this right now, you owe me and Benny bottomless esophagus simultaneously.
If you don't want to get doxxed, if you don't get swatted,
if you don't want to get fucked right now,
time to pay the piper, pal.
Bottomless esophagus. Yeah, that's what you
owe. Sorry, pal.
I'm gonna stick my wrench in your throat.
Wrench it. Wrench him.
I'm gonna wrench it. I'm gonna twist, crank, and wrench it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
So
what were we talking about?
I was thinking just bottomless esophagus, just going brazen.
That's
on
just
it.
A cool phrase.
It is a cool phrase, and it's kind of sexy.
Use that phrase today,
like,
everyone.
It's definitely goofy.
Yeah.
Not something I would say to a significant other. Definitely something I'd say to my coworkers.
Oh yeah, bro. Is there anything you can't say to your coworkers?
Bro, you can let loose with the coworkers.
No
unless
one,
they're new.
Truly, and this is, I feel like this is true for everyone across the board. No one knows you better than your coworkers.
Not low key.
Like, honestly, like
they
not,
basically,
not your parents,
they
not your
them,
significant
them
other,
to you that
your coworkers.
Them, like, when you're annoyed at work.
Yes.
First people that see you are your coworkers.
100%.
Because you could tell someone about, like, I was frustrated at work, like, or something, you know? But it's not in the moment. Your coworkers see, like, your live reaction to, like, handling a situation. Yeah. Yeah,
pretty much. I've told my coworkers things that like
that shouldn't be spoken.
Yes, that I haven't told. Like I've told my coworkers things concerning other people that I haven't even told those people.
Facts.
Like I just
facts.
Yeah.
I'll be telling my coworkers stuff that I should be taken to the grave. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
But my coworkers got me like that. Like
no,
it's,
they get
it's like there's an understanding.
My coworkers can hang.
Yeah.
They know 100%. What's good. They actually know what's good.
Yeah. Shout out your coworkers.
Everyone's
coworkers.
Like, yeah, go tell your coworkers you love them.
Even the ones you hate, you know?
Like, but, like, yeah, it's cool.
Because then you get to be a hater. I don't know about you guys, I'm a hater. I love being a hater.
You're hating?
Hell yeah, dude. Because it's fun.
For me, like...
I'm not a hater when it, like, counts.
I wish I wasn't, but I totally am.
Yeah.
Totally am.
I'm a hater to those who, like, deserve it. Like, if you're an asshole...
If you... Or, look.
Actually, that's not true.
Listen to my voice right now. If you're listening to this, I'm praying on your downfall.
See that? But like
that's some real hater.
Yeah. But I'll straight up be like, sometimes I'll just, I don't know what comes over me. Some guy will just walk in or like.
You don't know what comes over you?
No.
Some guy?
Hey, man. Relax. If I'm at work
and somebody
walks in and I'll just immediately turn him down, start the ration. Like, I'll go to my coworker.
Like a customer?
Get a load of this fucking guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Get a load of this guy. Get a load of his ugly kid. He's loud. He's ugly. I want him out of this building immediately. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
But it's all jokes.
Jokey jokes.
It's all jokes.
A little jokey.
All fun and jokes.
It's a real jokey.
Exactly.
But the coworkers get that.
They do. They agree with me.
That's
they join
good.
In.
They're like, fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That sounds good. No,
yeah.
That sounds good.
And then he's really nice. I'm like, ah, you're all right. And
you're like, all right.
Can't fully give it to him.
I take
right,
some of those
yeah.
things back. Some.
Some of them, yeah. But some. Who knows? He could be a terrible person.
He could be an asshole.
Exactly.
He could abuse that ugly kid.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Potentially.
Tench. Anyway, yeah, but I'm a hater for sure.
I'm a hater. I'll be hating on stuff.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Add a little bit of spice to
it. I'd be a critic.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be a hateful critic.
Definitely.
Anyway, I kind of wanted to just read this list out.
Sure.
And then we can kind of hit every point. Sucking the wrench. Sucking that mad dick. Just slopping up /straight peen. Cranking it, and favorite. No, sorry, fave ways to say jerking that beef.
That's like one already.
Call me pasta, cause I'm beef stroganoff.
That's a good one.
I'm beef stroganoff.
Oh my god.
What's your favorite way to say dick? Your dick.
It depends on the mine.
Your dick.
Mine.
Like if you're gonna refer to your dick.
Probably and, just my dick.
Okay, well, like, you're trying to be funny, though. A goofy way to say, like, this is, hey, this is my dick.
I used to say, like my cack. Like, my fucking...
this is my fucking cack.
Like a Jersey accent, like, my fucking cack.
I used to call them my jewels.
Oh, your... Oh, okay.
My crown jewels. Meatsicle.
Oh, you got creative ones.
This is my meatsicle.
Okay.
I actually just made that up right now. Give me a good, like, dick name.
Wrench is a great one.
Wrench is
that amazing. I've started to use.
We adopted Wrench.
Wrench, like, bro, he is on his wrench.
Dude, he's
bro.
Got a fucking wrench. On.
He's got a wrench.
No, that's
wrench,
what's
bro.
Good. That one, that's insane. That one's insane.
Again, start using that.
He's the Piper.
Oh yeah, got that wrench on.
You know what? I think I'm gonna start using right now. He's got a fucking cobra.
Cobra?
He's got a cobra on him.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like. Cobra, to me, this could be way off. Cobra sounds girthy.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that motherfucker.
It's dangerous.
He's got a cobra. It's a
cobra.
That shit bites.
Oh, yeah.
My mail just came.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, I just
came. Oh, I thought that was an intruder.
Nah.
Oh, I forgot you have one of those old-timey mail slots in your door.
Yeah. That shit goes right through the door.
That's funny.
That shit's in the crib now.
Damn. So also at my house, it's kind of random, but like I have a window in my bedroom,
right,
and it's pointing out like toward the front of the house, so like whenever somebody comes up to the front door, I can see them through my window. And me, the kind of person I am, I don't like the big light. And if you know, like if you're in your room, you have the big light, the main light, you don't like using that because it's too bright.
Yeah.
So I have like a floor lamp and then another lamp. I have a bunch of other lights that I use instead of the big light. But during the day, I open my my curtains like fully. So sometimes I'll be like in my underwear in my room and then like the UPS guy will come and I'm praying he doesn't see me. Like literally whenever it happens and I'm just like chilling, I freeze and I just don't move. And I just hope he doesn't look over into the window and see.
Like, peeps your windows like bad guys in his undies.
Yeah, it's definitely happened before. Like people have spotted me. For sure.
I've been spotted.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's pretty awkward. You ever have any what weird if- stories like that? Like,
no. I mean, like, not really.
I feel like my window's just in an inconvenient
That's just,
spot.
Like, your situation.
I'm very exposed.
I would laugh really hard if you were just getting slopped out on the bed, and, like, dude just walks up to your window, he's like, oh.
Gives me, like, a thumbs up, like.
He's what? Like, that's what's up.
No, that's that not, would, I don't think that's ever happened.
That would be one of the, let's make it happen. You and me.
But we do
bottom
that.
Esophagus.
Hell yeah.
I forgot we opened this podcast with some low-key ASMR. I kind of want to... I pranked you.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the dumbest pranks I've ever done in my entire life. In my career. Where literally all I did was start rolling before
I froze. I thought I, like, said something on the air that I wasn't supposed to or something.
Yeah. It reminds me of this this picture I saw. It's a text conversation between two people.
Mm.
And guy texts his mom. He says, Michael. And she was like, what? And then he says, just kidding. He's like, sorry, mom. I just Michael pranked you.
That's goofy.
It's stupid. It's stupid. And I think that's, unfortunately, like, what one of my favorite things ever is to just...
That is something,
come,
like,
come
I feel like...
Some stupid shit.
Yeah,
I'll be like,
that's something you
Michael,
do.
I'm just kidding, bro.
Yeah.
You just got Michael pranked.
That's a fun prank
to
play on.
Prank.
Dude, you know what's the funnest? These like little tiny pranks to play on like people you know or like your friends, like just like little things, like calling somebody like you've known for years by the wrong name.
Yeah, and just like
but kind of rolling with it for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then being like, "Oh shit, I'm so sorry."
Big, you know, my bad, bro. We've definitely talked about this before. Mine is a lying.
Oh yeah.
Lying, and especially my coworker. I know I've said this on this podcast, but being like, oh, that guy fucking sucks, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, that's my dad. Dude, that's my cousin.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
Dude, it's the funniest shit ever. That's the thing. Is this the funniest shit? Like, I would stop if it wasn't funny, but it is. Go lie to someone. Go fucking lie to someone.
That's my dad.
Dude, that's my dad. And, like, it'll be, like, fucking a Chinese guy. And they'll be like, are you serious? I'm like, fuck? No.
Oh, I'm like not fucking, what's his name? Jamal Munoz.
Dude, Jamal Munoz. If your name's Jamal Munoz and you're Asian, that's insane.
Jamal, if you're listening, I hope you figure life out, because
I hope you get it. No, but yeah, so, you know, I'm, those of you that haven't seen me, our audience that hasn't seen me, I'm a white guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm half Mexican, but it doesn't show. I'm mainly white. I'm all white. Yeah. And, like, a black guy will come in. I'll be like, that's my dad. they still stop. They're like, are you serious? I'm like, how could I be serious? How is that my dad?
That's hilarious.
And then they're like, well, they, you know, and then my favorite part is, like, for something that's outrageous and makes zero sense, just trying to hear someone's rationale behind it, they'll be like, well, he could be your stepdad, or I don't know, like
no,
you told me he's your dad. Actually, I was like, there's actually no fucking way.
No relation.
There's actually
whatsoever.
No possible fucking way that guy could ever be ever related to me at all in any way. Yeah. And I think that's one of my favorites. So, like, I do the same thing with my classmates. They'll say some shit. And happened the other day. I'm telling them a story. I'm telling them a story about one of my horrible exes, right? And then they're like, well, what about your current girlfriend? I was like, yeah, we've been dating for 8 years. And they're like, oh my God, that's, congratulations, that's a long time. I was like, I made that up. I was like, I just told you about, like, this person that was treating me poorly a year ago.
You know what's funny, though? Like, knowing you, like, as a person, like, you basically have been dating for 8 years.
That's,
you and your current.
That's lucky. Yeah.
That might not make sense to you guys, but it just makes sense. Yeah. It just makes sense.
Oh, she's amazing.
It's good.
Yeah, no, it's good. She's great. Dude. Much love. But yeah, so that's the type of stuff I'd be on. Which is like, yeah, I've been dating for 8 years, but I was dating someone else a year ago. You know, and they're like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Polly?
I'm like, no, bro, I just lied to you. I'm not Polly, I'm just a liar.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
I was, this came up last night when I was with my coworkers, actually. Okay. We were like, playing, like, a drinking game or something.
Okay.
And this actually got me thinking, because unironically, I do think about this all the time. If you were a hitman, right?
Okay.
You killed people for a living.
Okay.
How much would you charge? Like, what factors would you employ when it came to, you know, choosing a price?
Job.
Yeah.
Honestly,
like, I thought about this in meticulous detail.
Here's my, like, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now, because I've thought about this before.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay. This is all under the assumption, and, like, of course, I'm going to assume this, that when it comes to a murder, I'm fucking him. Like, I'm a professional.
We're at peak human, like capacity.
Yeah, I'm like, my physique is god tier.
Yeah.
I can do flips, tricks, stunts.
There's
I can do anything.
Guaranteed job done.
Yeah, like, it's done, and it's getting done.
It's just a question of how much.
Any means.
Yes.
I'm kind of a bitch about this. I'm charging hourly expenses, tools, per target price.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm charging you $10,000.
Target status.
Just because I'm killing the guy.
Oh, yeah. There's a baseline price.
Yeah, there's just like, all right, if you want me to kill, you know, like, J. Michael himself.
Right.
Which is Jersey Mike's, for those of us unaware. You want me to kill Mike? You want me to kill Mike?
Yeah.
$50,000. And that's just for, like, me. That's like the sign-on bonus, right? I'm like, all
right,
$50,000,
right.
And
yeah.
I'm killing Michael.
That's just the I'm killing somebody fee?
Yeah, that's the, like,
and then we can talk about, like, where, like, location, like, do I have to fly somewhere? You're
exactly.
paying for that.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying. Like, if I'm flying or driving, you're paying my miles and my gas.
Yeah, like, are you helping me at all? Like, let's say they're locked up in, like, a facility. Are you, like, helping me? Or am I doing this on my own? Like, I could, but if you're not giving me, like, access codes to, like, the doors or, like,
that's
a layout.
Charge,
if I gotta
yeah.
get the blueprints of this building by myself,
I'm
charging for all that.
If I'm doing
research, for all that.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I had to...
I'm not just murdering a guy.
I had to get these PDFs. I had to fucking purchase this shit. I had to do all this, like...
Plane tickets.
That's what I'm saying.
And I can't I can't keep my weapons in my carry-on. I gotta check bags.
I
they charge
check.
For that. Like,
it's $50 a bag, dude.
Exactly.
I gotta fucking ship this shit.
Exactly.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If I, and God forbid, I gotta kill a witness.
Oh, that's extra. That's dude. Any extra heads? Any extra heads or hell yeah?
Heads along the big way extra. Are like yeah. 100 grand a head.
And I'm professional, but things happen.
Yeah, you know, I'm good at my job, but
of course,
people got eyes.
People got eyes. People got ears.
People got eyes.
Tongues.
What kind of shit you were?
Like they're gonna say stuff, you know?
Oh, okay.
They're gonna rap.
I was on some more freak shit.
No. Strictly business right now.
He's like, first, I'm gonna have sex with the people that watch me kill somebody.
To keep them silent?
Then I'm gonna kill them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I don't know, like, and if it's, I gotta fly overseas or something like that.
If we're going international.
Yeah. Are they a millionaire? Are they, like, is it, like, a political target?
Yeah, is this someone that's gonna have means of protection? Or is this, like, oh, this is my fifth grade bully?
How much are you charging for that? What if someone's charging you just, like, I need you to shoot this Joe Schmo in the back of the head while he's walking home from work today.
Honestly.
This is all a joke, by the way.
Honestly, if you gave me, I'm kind of like a.
Like the easiest job.
Like the sap stories, I'm kind of a sucker for those. So if they're like, this guy, he used to bully me, he used to hurt me, I'd be like, give me $500, don't kill him.
Okay.
You know, like if he's a nobody. And if you have kid, let me just breathe.
Take your time.
Okay. If you have children and they're like, that guy hurt my kid, I'm killing him. Kill him for free.
That's valid.
Kill him for free.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no way.
Yeah, you have a little bit of a conscience.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, if that guy's doing some fuck shit, if that guy's my dad, dude, that's my dad.
He's like,
dude.
So who's the target? This guy. Dude, that's dude. My dad. Then you gotta kill him. That'd be kind of awkward. Like, thank you for meeting me. I know this is your time is precious. You know, like whatever.
Like,
who's the target? He gives you a folder. You open it. Like, dude, that's my dad.
That would be the fucking. How much would you? Could you?
No.
Morally, could you kill?
No.
Let's say your father is like you. No, no. Okay. Let's say in this situation, your father's like you. You're both trained killers, and he killed your wife. Are you killing your dad?
If he kills my wife?
Kills your wife.
Maybe.
How much? All right, let's say...
If he kills my wife, then I feel like...
it's just revenge.
Yeah, revenge.
I'm just gonna kill my
dad. But I would just kill my dad.
What if your dad, like...
If we're talking, like, realistically, like, who my dad actually is now, no. Like, no amount of money, I wouldn't, obviously.
Like, you couldn't kill your father?
No.
I was like, what? Oh, like, Benny.
I'll probably just find... If he's offering me a lot of money, I'll find a guy who looks like him.
No, that's valid. That's
insane. A bad guy that looks like
a bad guy that looks like enough like my dad. And then you mutilate the body enough that it doesn't, like, they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Until they saw your dad. They'd be like,
he's like,
you fucking lied to me.
You're supposed to be dead.
You're a dead man. He's like, I healed.
Then they might go ask for you and your dad. I feel like you just gotta kill the guy. Like,
that's true.
Once a dude shows you a picture of your dad.
Who's the target and it's your dad, you just kill him right there. He'd be like, oh, prank.
But then I'd be like, what if people want my dad dead?
Yeah, then I'd be like, Dad, we gotta sit down and talk. Yeah. And if you're trying to evade me, I'll find you. Because I'm him.
Yep.
I'm like, this is kind of an interesting conversation.
Yeah. Like,
killing your dad? What if your dad was trying to... Okay, would you kill your dad if he was trying to kill you?
If
your dad's coming at you, just
if I could
rabid,
just avoid
like,
him, then I would do that.
No, I'm talking like.
But if he has me cornered,
like your dad's got you cornered, and he's got murder in his eyes. Like you can see it. That like maybe you can tell that something took over him, and he's not really your dad anymore. But he's trying to kill you. Are you killing your dad?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm younger.
I think that would fuck me up.
It would definitely fuck me up. I'd be traumatized for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you'd be like, I
but
killed
if,
my
but
dad.
If there's truly if my if behind his eyes my father is truly gone, then I know so, like
really
somewhere deep down that my actual father would probably want me to live. So oh,
that's true. It's very sweet.
Yeah, I like my dad. My dad's a cool guy.
Yeah, it's like that age old question where it was like they used to ask this in like middle school, and I can't remember the other part of the question. It was like something like. Sleep with your teacher or your mom or something.
What?
No, it wasn't like that.
Teacher.
No, I know. That one's way too easy. It was one that was supposed to be really difficult. It was like, kill your dad or sleep with your mom.
Oh. I don't want to answer
What
that.
You got? No, what you got?
I can't answer.
Would you rather kill your father?
I don't want to do either of those things.
Or sleep with your mother.
I don't want to do either of those things.
I think that's the only correct answer.
Yeah, that's my final
answer. You meet some weird ass dudes that are like, ah, oh, fuck my mom.
Yeah, that's
like,
so
yo, all right, bro.
You gotta lock that guy up.
You're like, all right, bro.
You gotta put him in a padded room.
You need help.
Yeah.
You need help.
Sorry, guy, you're going in grippy sock
You're going
vacation.
In the white room.
Yep.
You go in a special room.
I've also thought about that. Isn't it weird, like, all the random scenarios we think of?
Yeah.
I've also thought about how I would escape a padded room if I was in a straitjacket.
Can you jerk off in a... Wait.
Wait. Where were you going with what you were saying? In a super, super unrealistic way that would probably never happen, but I think about it.
You're like a supermax facility, and you're like, I'm gonna get out of here.
How am I escaping?
The fuck?
When they open the slot in my door to feed me my apple juice through a straw, I'll steal the straw, and then, you know, like, spit the straw
you're
between
a straight jacket.
Yeah, so I'll...
Okay,
I'll,
okay, you snagged it with that
I'll
insanely,
keep the straw in my mouth or
insanely
something.
Insanely good mouth game.
And then I'll spit the straw like far, like forward, like out of my mouth, and I'll catch it with my toes, right? And then I'll like use the pointy end of the straw to like create a small hole in the padding of the room, and then I can like reach into it with my hand and grab like a wire or something sharp, like, and then like get out of the straitjacket. I don't know, man.
You're like you're.
I didn't
damn,
like.
That's insane.
Realistically, I'm not making it out of this.
Realistically,
room.
This is not happening.
Yeah,
they're
but like
just
some,
send
I
there.
Think about some super elaborate like prison break type stuff.
Okay, I'm with it.
Yeah,
I'm with it.
You don't think about that stuff?
Well, I was actually just thinking when I said "can you jerk off," I was gonna say, like if you're checked into a mental institution, can you jerk off?
Like, are you allowed to
like,
masturbate?
Yeah, like can you?
I'm
can you?
Sure you. Can't. Well, it depends on the state.
What if you're just
your...
like in your, you know, your grippy socks, your padded room, it's all white. You're like, all right, I'm gonna think of some shit, and beat my meat. And what if they just like open the door?
That'd be awkward. I don't think they're gonna be like, hey. They'll probably just like close. He's like, hurry up, like it's lunchtime. Hurry up or something like that.
It's lunchtime.
I guess it depends on your mental state, because obviously you can't really do it if you're in a straitjacket.
No. Pretty hard to
that would
masturbate
suck.
In a
Imagine
straitjacket.
You
Dude,
wake
yeah,
up.
What if you get a boner?
Yeah, you can't do anything about
You're
it.
You're just like
can't do anything about it.
And it, what if it kind of? What if you get it adjust?
That would
fucking suck.
I hope I'm
Dude, all right. I actually yeah, straitjacket sound.
What if we
miserable.
Buy a straitjacket?
I know the point
just
of straight. I know the point of straitjackets is to like suck, but when you really think about it, they fucking suck.
Yeah, like it's to prevent self harm, but like I have an itch on my nose. Like what am I gonna
yeah,
do?
You're like. Baby had itch.
Sure.
Baby wanted to get comfy. Yeah, what if you're trying to, like... Also, okay, you know what I think about? Like, this is going to go to a dark place.
Okay.
And I'm healthy. I'm fine.
You're of sound mind.
All of
body.
This is a joke.
Okay.
No one could stop me if I really wanted to kill myself. If I was, like, determined...
Are you... Really? You think so?
Yes.
You know they're pretty good at stopping that.
Nope. I'm certain that if I wanted to kill myself, I could.
If you're in an anti-suicide facility...
Yep.
They do such a good
put,
job
put me in
of
a situation,
making sure
put me
they
in a situation right now, I'll kill myself. Do
Hold
it.
On, let me... We have to do research I could, for this. I because, could, no. They're literally... They make rooms designed so there is zero potential of you using anything to hurt yourself.
No, see, I can do it without a single thing.
How? Like, hold your breath?
No, well, I mean, you could do that. No, literally, here's what I would do. You put me in a straitjacket, put me in everything. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump, do a flip, and land on my neck.
You're going to backflip onto your neck and snap your own neck?
Yes!
I'm
telling you, I'm determined.
No,
if
I don't
if there was no possible... I bet I could. All I'm saying is... Me versus anything in the world, I bet I could.
Okay, so that's your... Give me another way you would do it.
Give me the situation.
I'll just counter it. You're in a room, and just give me how ways you would do it, and I'm going to tell you what measures they do like to alter the room to make sure you can't do that.
All right, okay. Like you said, I'm going to just hold my breath till I pass out.
right? I think they have like monitors that like
monitor. So when they come in, and if I get hospitalized, I just grab anything sharp and just start.
They're gonna like restrain you. Then
I'll hold my breath again. I'll just keep holding my breath. I'm gonna just die.
Then they're gonna sedate you so that you're unconscious, and then they'll nurse you back to health. Think of other ways. You're in a room with a bathroom, a bed, window.
Bash my head into the sink.
Into the sink?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know if you can prevent that. Yeah. Some of the walls are padded. There's like bars on the window. You can't jump out the window.
Bash my head in the window. Just bash my head.
There's no like long objects that you can use to strangle yourself with.
Any kind of head trauma.
I mean, I'm bash sure if head. You had the willpower to smash your own head into the wall.
Yeah. If there, yeah, no, you could.
Then perhaps.
Like claw at the padding until you find a hard surface and just.
I don't know about just that.
Bash your head in until. I bet you could.
But like everything, they go to such lengths. Like a lot of the stuff is motion censored, so there aren't even a lot of things to grab. Like
that's true.
You know.
Yeah.
Everything's bolted to the floor. You can't pick anything up, grab anything.
Do you get sheets?
I don't know. Like they even take out. There's no curtains. Like for the windows, the shower is like a door thing, I believe.
Is there any kind of bedding?
There is a bed.
Do you get clothes?
You get clothes. You get a jumpsuit? Special clothes.
Wrap it around your head. Suffocate yourself.
There's nothing to like hang it from.
You don't have to hang it. You just tie it. Choke yourself.
I don't know if you. I don't know if your brain will allow you to do that.
I'm a Boy Scout.
Yeah, but your brain is going to be like, stop doing that. We're dying.
Yeah, I'll just be like, I don't want this.
But there's like a mental block. Like, you know how you can't. Well, you know how
suicidal people.
But like.
That's how you do it.
No, that is true.
You get past that block.
There are certain ways.
If you're truly suicidal and you're like, I don't care how much. Like, they're going through so much pain that. Like, pain is not a factor for them. It doesn't bother them anymore. Because they're like, I'm hurting so bad, they would rather be dead. Right?
It's not about that. I'm talking about the receptors in your brain that prevent you from hurting yourself. Like, you know how you can. Realistically, you could bite all your fingers off carrots,
but
your brain stops you because there's that connection.
I bet you someone could
bite their own fingers off.
Honestly, here's my toxic trait: is I bet if I close my eyes right now, I could do it. I could just stick my finger and chomp as hard as I. As long as my eyes are closed, I could do it. But like when you think about it, you can't do it. Like, I'm not gonna do it.
Instantly, your brain, like, it sends messages to your brain, like, stop.
I can push.
Like, it physically doesn't
let you. Yeah, like, you won't let yourself. If I close my eyes and I just go, all right, here we go.
I don't want to think about that.
Like, I bet I could.
That's icky.
No, it's kind of wild. It's kind of wild. But I bet I could. I have a feeling that this episode might get flagged for something.
Probably.
So, disclaimer, which kind of sucks because there were some pretty good bits in here, in my opinion. Sorry.
This episode may be under review.
Under review for that.
Understandably.
Which I understand.
This definitely went on a.
This was a wild one. Of course, disclaimer: we do not promote any kind of. If you're having any of these thoughts or any of these, you know, thinking about any of these things or doing anything
to
yourself.
There are resources available.
There are resources. There are numbers you can call. People you can reach out to.
Of course.
Do the most to preserve your mental health.
Yes.
You matter. You are loved. Take care of yourself.
Yes. Your mental is everything.
Yeah.
Number one priority over everything.
100%. Always. Yes. You're very loved. And if you are having any thoughts, doubts, or fears, reach out. The first step is reaching out, recognizing that there's an issue, and, you know, whether you're capable or not, do something.
Of course.
Do something.
And we're here, too.
Yeah.
You know, we love you guys.
We love you guys.
You guys are great.
You're the reason we have a show.
We really love
you
guys.
You guys are the reason that we have a show. So, do the most for yourself, because you deserve it.
Of course.
All of you are sexy, bad bitches, and I love you, and... I want to give you all bottomless esophagus.
Hell yeah. Everyone deserves bottomless esophagus.
You guys can have me.
Yes. You heard it here first, folks.
Bottomless esophagus. Yeah. Just going to end on a high note.
Yeah.
Coming back in for one more little goodbye. Yeah.
That's it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you guys have a great week. You know, whatever time you're listening to this.
We love you all, and I hope this Have a great day, everyone.
Have a great day, everyone.
Tangents out.